Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2113. Is sunbathing good for you? Benefits, side effects, and precautions, by Grace Gallagher with Healthline.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your very own personal host and narrator. Hey there, and welcome back to the show that's all about improving your health and fitness through the reading of some of the world's best blogs on diet, nutrition, exercise, and a lot more. So let's get right into today's article and start optimizing your life. Is sunbathing good for you? Benefits, side effects, and precautions, by Grace Gallagher with Healthline.com. What sunbathing means. With so much talk about seeking shade and wearing SPF, even on cloudy days and in winter, it can be hard to believe that exposure to the sun in small doses can be beneficial. Sunbathing, which is the act of sitting or lying in the sun, sometimes with the intent to tan, may have some health benefits if done properly. There's a major difference, to be sure, between going outside for 10 minutes without sunscreen and regularly spending time in a tanning bed. The risks of too much sun exposure are well documented. Spending time in the sun without SPF is one cause of melanoma, among other conditions. However, when exposed to sunlight, our skin turns cholesterol into vitamin D, and vitamin D has been shown to help prevent certain common ailments and diseases. Sunbathing benefits. Sun exposure helps the body make vitamin D naturally. This vitamin is essential, but many people don't get enough of it. Vitamin D deficiency is common, and some estimates say that 1 billion people worldwide are deficient. Vitamin D can be difficult to get from food alone. It exists in certain fish and egg yolks, but most of it is consumed through fortified products like milk. Supplements are also available. The benefits of sunlight and vitamin D include reduced depression. Fewer symptoms of depression may be reported after spending time in the sun. Sunlight triggers the brain to release the hormone serotonin, which can boost mood and promote feelings of calm. Even without depression, spending time in the sunshine will likely boost mood. Better sleep. Sunbathing can help regulate your circadian rhythm, and your body will start to get reliably drowsy when the sun goes down. Stronger bones. Vitamin D helps the body absorb calcium, which leads to stronger bones and may help to prevent osteoporosis and arthritis. Boosted immune system. Vitamin D helps the body fight diseases, including heart disease, muscular sclerosis, the flu, and certain autoimmune diseases, and even cancer. And a lowered preterm labor risk. Vitamin D can protect against preterm labor and infections associated with the birthing process. Keep in mind, the American Academy of Dermatology advises against using sun exposure as the primary method of getting vitamin D. Is sunbathing bad for you? Sunbathing isn't without risks. Too much time in the sun can lead to sun rash, commonly called heat rash, which is red and itchy. Sun exposure can also lead to sunburn, which is painful, may cause blistering, and can affect all parts of the body, even the lips. Sunburn may lead to melanoma later in life. Polymorphic light eruption, or PMLE, also known as sun poisoning, can happen as a result of too much time in the sun. It presents as red, itchy bumps on the chest, legs, and arms. How long can you sunbathe? Some dermatologists believe that As long as you don't have complications with usual sun exposure, you can sunbathe without sunscreen up to 20 minutes each day. To reduce the risk of sunburn, it may be best to stick to 5 to 10 minutes. This will vary based on how close to the equator you live, your skin's usual response to the sun, and the air quality. This is because poor air quality can block some UV light. Some research suggests that it's more damaging to get a lot of sun at once than to slowly be exposed to it over time. Can sunbathing harm an unborn baby? Sunbathing while pregnant has the potential to lead to dehydration due to sweating in the heat. Sitting in the sun for prolonged periods may also raise your core temperature, which can raise the temperature of a fetus. Some studies show higher core temperatures can lead to longer pregnancies. Vitamin D is extremely important during pregnancy. Research suggests that 4,000 international units, or IU, of vitamin D daily had the greatest benefits. To avoid the risks discussed, talk with your doctor about how you can get the right amount of vitamin D if you're pregnant. Sunbathing tips and precautions. There are ways to safely sunbathe. Wear SPF 30 or more and apply it 15 minutes before going outside. Make sure you cover your body in at least a full ounce of sunscreen. That's about as much as the size of a golf ball or a full shot glass. Don't forget to use SPF on the top of your head if it's not protected by hair, as well as on your hands, feet, and lips. Avoid tanning beds. Aside from being dangerous, most tanning beds barely contain UVB light to stimulate vitamin D production. Take breaks in the shade when you get hot, drink water if you're spending prolonged periods of time in the sun, and eat tomatoes, which contain large amounts of lycopene, which research has found helps prevent skin redness from UV rays. Alternatives to sunbathing. Sunbathing is one way for your body to reap the benefits of the sun, but it's not the only way. If you don't want to lie in the sun but still want the benefits, you can go for a 30-minute walk outside, open the windows while you drive, park further from your work, and walk. Eat a meal outdoors. Take a vitamin D supplement, invest in a UV lamp, and eat foods rich in vitamin D. Takeaway. Research shows there can be benefits to sunbathing and spending time in the sun. Exposure to sunlight can boost mood, may result in better sleep, and help vitamin D production, which strengthens bones and may help fight certain diseases. However, because of the risks associated with too much sun exposure, limit your exposure time and wear sunscreen SPF 30 or above. Unprotected sunbathing can result in skin rashes, sunburns, and an increased chance of developing melanoma. You just listened to the post titled, "Is Sunbathing Good for You? Benefits, Side Effects, and Precautions?" by Grace Gallagher with Healthline.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. According to the Journal of the American Medical Association, melanoma is the fifth most common cause of cancer in the U.S. They go on to say that the best way to prevent melanoma is to reduce the amount of time the skin is exposed to UV or ultraviolet light. This includes sunlight and, of course, the light from tanning beds. In the early 2000s, cases of melanoma among all age groups were increasing. Luckily, since then, these numbers have started to decline, especially among younger individuals. The researchers of this particular study believe that this decline in melanoma rates is due to more awareness of the dangers of sunburns and too much sun exposure overall. So articles like these help quite a bit. Now, finding the right balance between going outside, enjoying the sun and nature, while at the same time preventing too much exposure to the sun can be tricky. Most dermatologists, again, medical doctors that specialize in skin diseases and disorders, recommend that we do expose the skin without sunscreen to sunlight, but this should be limited to no more than 15 minutes of sunlight each day. This will hopefully help the body create more vitamin D while preventing sunburn, so it's hopefully that sweet spot. But there are some that find 15 minutes is too much time in the sun. Depending on where you live, the season, and the color of your skin, you may need less than 15 minutes, whereas others may need more. Plus, if someone has a family history of melanoma, they may want to be especially careful before exposing their skin to direct sunlight. So, it's best to talk to a dermatologist to see what they would recommend for you. All right, thank you so much for being here. Thank you for listening every day. Thank you for sharing the show with someone. That's the best way to help keep this podcast going. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.